NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast, Thursday evening, August 13th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Nordex Group receives orders totaling 82 megahertz from EFG Energy Farming Group in Lower Saxony, Germany. Nordex Group secures orders totaling 82 megahertz from EFG Energy Farming Group for wind projects in Lower Saxony, Germany. The projects include the Erlte, Endel, and Bad Essen clusters, with a premium service agreement for 20 years. Installation to begin in 2027, aiming for commissioning in spring 2028. EFG Energy Farming Group emphasizes local involvement for sustainable energy transition.
UGI scheduled to begin system upgrade project next week. In Berwick, UGI Utilities will kick off a system upgrade project in Berwick starting on Monday, August 17, 2026. This initiative involves replacing natural gas mains to enhance safety and reliability for residents and businesses. The company aims to provide an opportunity for conversions to natural gas, emphasizing its commitment to quality service.
Copper market tightens as U.S.-China jostle for available supplies. Copper's significance in construction, manufacturing, electronics, and energy infrastructure is driving a global scramble for supplies. With the rise of electric vehicles and clean energy projects, demand for copper is soaring. Companies like New Pacific Metals Corp. are well positioned in this competitive market. For more insights on the mining industry, visit miningnewswire.com.
Trump is ironically boosting the acceleration of renewable energy. Despite the Trump administration's efforts to hinder renewable energy growth, companies like Turbo Energy SA are entering the U.S. South market, boosting the acceleration of the renewable energy industry. Green Energy Stocks reports on the increasing uptake of clean energy, highlighting the unexpected growth despite unsupportive policies. Low-speed Chinese EVs gain traction in the U.S. Low-speed Chinese electric vehicles are gaining traction in the U.S. market, offering an alternative to conventional electric cars facing steep import tariffs. These vehicles, similar to powerful golf carts, are ideal for short trips like grocery runs and school pickups. While companies like Ferrari NV cater to high-end markets, Chinese firms like Tao Motor are seizing opportunities in this niche sector.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.